Ann Coulter, All the President's Blood-Sucking Relatives. By Ann Coulter on April 17, 2019. Even after Trump won the presidency, Jared Kushner was embarrassed by his father-in-law, according to Vicki Ward's terrific new book, Kushner Incorporated, Greed, Ambition, Corruption, The Extraordinary Story of Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump. In a speech to hundreds of New York bankers and businessmen on December 16, 2016, Jared admitted that Trump was easy to hate from afar. But not to worry, he said, Trump wouldn't be keeping his campaign promises, especially on immigration. One banker who heard the speech was appalled, shocked by Jared's arrogance and thinking he could control the president. Jokes on him. Turns out Jared was right. He does control Trump. And what a blessing that's been. It was Jared's idea to fire FBI Director James Comey. If Trump hadn't followed that advice, there would have been no independent counsel. It was also Jared and Ivanka's idea to hire Paul Manafort and Michael Flynn. Ivanka was adamant, saying Flynn gets anything he wants. If Trump hadn't hired Manafort and Flynn, the independent counsel investigation would have been over in about a week. Even Trump's opponents warned him about the man Ivanka said should have anything he wants. Ward reports, President Barack Obama gave Trump two pieces of advice. One was that the biggest problem he would face as president was the nuclear threat posed by North Korea. The second was a warning against hiring Flynn, he'll cause you nothing but problems. Ward says. She went to her father and said, he'd be a great communications director. Scaramucci was the White House communications director for a glorious 11 days, before imploding in an obscenity-laced rant to The New Yorker. In addition to Ivanka's personnel decisions on Corey Lewandowski, Paul Manafort, Chris Christie, Michael Flynn, Luther Strange, Gary Cohn, and Anthony Scaramucci, Ivanka wanted John Kelly made chief of staff, believing he would be loyal to them. When that turned out not to be the case, they decided to get rid of Kelly. He was gone. They wanted Steve Bannon fired. He was fired. At this rate, it's only a matter of time before Jared gets rid of Trump. No wonder the media like him so much.